All right, if I can have your attention here in the media center, we'll continue with today's media availabilities for the Alabama 500 here at Talladega Super Speedway. We're now joined by driver of the number 17, Sonny D. Ford, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Ricky, you won here earlier this season for your first win, and then you obviously won at Daytona. Right now, you have the opportunity to become the first driver to win three straight restrictor plate races since Dale Earnhardt in 1990. Is the number 17 the team to beat this weekend?
I'd like to think so, but I know we're going to have a fast car. Sonny D. Ford will be good. I'm not really worried about the speed in our car. I feel like Jimmy Finning and, Brian Patty and the guys on the 17 team work really hard on, building our speedway cars and getting them prepared. So I feel good about that. But I think the biggest thing for me is, you got to have these things play out, exactly right. I feel like the last two played out really well for us. And we were able to capitalize on, a good fortune for us, and cautions coming out at the right time and missing wrecks, and so you got to have a fast car, got to be able to be a little lucky at the same time, and get the job done when it comes time. But I feel like we're capable of doing it, I'm definitely not just counting on it.
Great. With that, we'll open up for questions. If you have questions, please raise your hand. We'll start with Jeff, and then we'll go to Jordan.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. Ricky, how much are the stage points going to change the dynamic of this race for the playoff drivers?
I think it's going to change it quite a bit. Last time we were here, we qualified up front. Really wanted to get stage points in that first run. And, then we kind of gave up on the second run, set ourselves up for the final run to the end. I think this weekend, come Sunday, I mean, if I can, make up, win two stages and get 20 points, I could, vault ourselves into, ahead of the cutoff line. So I think the playoff points are, pretty beneficial right now. So I think you're going to see, at least 10 of us racing really hard for that. I feel like, Larson, maybe Kyle Busch, probably feel pretty comfortable, maybe not getting up in the mix the whole time and missing out on some stage points because I feel like they're, a little bit further ahead. But there's a lot of us that are within, 20 points of each other. So I think that's going to be key is, how hard we're going to race for those stage points.
We're going to go to Jordan, Mike, and then Jerry.
Jordan Bianchi, SB Nation. Ricky, as someone who's competing against Jimmy Johnson for this final playoffs, getting into the next round, how do you feel about him not getting penalized last week and then the comments this week by NASCAR that there might be some rules that teams don't all know about?
Yeah, I got pretty close to my right front being out of my pit box at Dover, and my crew chief, later that week set me down and was like, look, if your right front's out of the pit box, it's a lap penalty. And that was before Charlotte. So we were pretty clear on, what the rules are. I didn't rewatch the race and see everything that happened to the 48. But, I guess it is what it is. We can't really do anything about it.
Mike, go ahead.
There are a lot of rules, though, that I don't know. I don't know about too many.
Mike Kimber, USA Today. Toyota's won the first four playoff races. Do they have better cars, better drivers, better teams? What's your perspective on that?
They have a good combination. I feel like they started the season not super strong. Kind of worked their way up as the season went along, and I'd say they're peaking at the right time. I felt like beginning of the season our Fords were really, really strong. When the Toyotas weren't, but I think it's kind of flip-flopped now. I feel like Chevy's kind of maintained, that middle ground. I thought Kevin's performance last week was, showed well for some Fords. We're not at that level yet of where he was last week, but, I felt, he really, flew the banner for our Ford cars last week and, leading laps and running up front, qualifying on the pole. So, qualifying up front. So, I would definitely say they have a little bit of an advantage, but, you know, I don't, like I've told people before, I don't complain about different manufacturers until I'm the top top car in the Ford manufacturer. So, you know, we still got work to do on our team to make sure that we keep climbing up on the Ford side.
We're going to go to Jerry and then to Jim.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. We're to your left. Heard you do not have the same car that you had for the other two restriction plate wins. You bring a new car here. What happened to the one that you won with? And if you got it, if you obtained it or whatever, do you have to pay Jack off for that?
it's still sitting in storage. I went and saw it the other day. So we put it off to the side. I told Jack I wanted it. And, you know, we'll figure that out at the end of the season. But, yeah, it's still sitting there. Our Daytona car was our backup Talladega car that we ran. And, you know, the team tried to talk me into redoing our first car that we had here at Talladega. And I told them, I was like, we can win with our backup. And then we won Daytona, so I felt pretty good about that. And then I told them they could build a brand new one for here just as good. So they feel like our Sunday Ford this weekend is really good and, you know, feel confident about what we brought.
We'll go to the right to the Jim and then to Claire.
JimMutterMotorsport.com. When you began your NASCAR career, did you ever envision your first win coming at on a restrictor plate race? And did you ever think that as your career began to progress, you'd be at a point where you'd won races where you're at the possibly matching an Earnhardt record at a restrictor plate race?
No and no. You know, throughout my whole Xfinity career, you know, I was like, man, I don't know about the speedways. Like, they weren't my favorite. We ran decent on them. We ran good. But I never really felt like I knew how to put myself in position for our team to win. And, you know, so, you know, the mile and a half and short tracks, I feel like we're always, like, our go-to tracks in Xfinity Series. And then on the Cup side, you know, especially here at Talladega, it's always been a track where we've been pretty consistent. And, you know, and that, like I said, that's, you know, missing wrecks and, you know, getting good finishes. But, you know, I guess I didn't not see my first win coming out of Speedway. I think a lot of people's first win seem to come at Speedways, obviously, for the obvious reasons. You know, but, you know, maybe tying Earnhardt is really cool just to have the opportunity. I mean, I didn't know that's that till I sat right here. So I try not to look at things too much and really focus on each week, you know, that's coming up. So it'd be awesome to, you know, get a third win this season in three in a row on super speedways. You know, I am enjoying them more now than I used to. You know, I used to not really enjoy them because I feel like, you know, your outcome could be in a lot of other people's hands. And, you know, now, you know, after I'd say the last five or six speedway races I've ran, I feel like I've learned a lot and I'm able to, you know, do more with our car, you know, that I maybe wasn't able to do early in my career. So I'm getting to where I enjoy them a lot more.
Does that come from winning, the belief that you actually can do more yourself?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, I felt like I learned a lot. And then, you know, when we finally won here last time, you know, I was like, okay, you know, my spotter and I worked really well together. And, you know, we know what it takes to win. And so when we had the red flag at Daytona late in the race, we felt confident of, you know, what we needed to do to win that race. And so, you know, I think that, you know, just continues to grow each time.
Claire, go ahead.
Claire B. Lang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. You know, Dale Earnhardt Jr. has said that if you put too much pressure on yourself at Talladega, it messes up your thinking and it screws up your driving here at this racetrack. You have a lot of attention on you at this racetrack. How do you mentally handle all of that? And how do you handle all the attention thinking, well, he's so good here, you know, he's going to do something really great?
Yeah, I think, it, you know, for us, it's you know, just have fun, you know, enjoy it. We know it's a racetrack that our cars are going to be fast and, you know, let's just go out and race and have fun. And, see how it all plays out. We know good and well that you could get caught up in something fairly easy, you know, and be out of it. But, you know, for me, it's just enjoy. I got a lot of friends that always come to this race and, you know, family. And, you know, so it's hanging out with them, you know, throughout the weekend and, you know, hanging out on the boulevard on Friday nights, always fun. So, you know, we'll be doing that with my buddies and family and, you know, just enjoy the weekend and not really, you know, sit around and think about, you know, how this race is going to play out. I try not to play out the races in my head because I feel like it never works out that way. So, really just kind of show up, get in the car and go for it.
And for the listeners who will never be on the boulevard for the big one on the boulevard because they can't make it here, can you describe what that's like up there, Ricky?
It's a sight to see, that's for sure. You know, it's always fun. You know, Russell's, you know, got me to come do the big one on the boulevard since the first year that they had it. And, you know, it's just something that, you know, all of us drivers get to hang out and go do and, you know, kind of interact with the fans and, you know, kind of get grossed out at some point. You know, but it's just a lot of fun, you know, seeing our fans have a lot of fun.
And we'll wrap up in the back left here with Caleb.
Caleb Whistler, kickingthetires.net. With Ford going for their fifth straight win at Talladega, what makes Ford special at Super Speedways? Is it the engines? Is it the teamwork between the teams and the manufacturer?
Yeah, we work hard at, you know, making sure, you know, we work with other Ford drivers. You know, I think Doug's engine package, you know, fits these racetracks really well. There's some other racetracks that I feel like some of the rules have hurt our Fords a little bit. You know, we like to, I feel like anytime I can, you know, keep the RPMs up on our car, I feel like, you know, they seem to run a little better. So, you know, I think Doug's got a good package. You know, we work hard on our cars. I think a lot of the, you know, crew chiefs on the Ford cars really have always, you know, taken a liking to speedways and take pride in it and really, you know, pay attention to all the small details. And so I think that helps as well. And then, you know, we always meet on the weekend. All the Ford drivers get together and figure out a game plan of what we're going to do and how we're going to work together and make sure that one of us succeed. Edsel's coming this weekend, and it's important for us to get him back in victory lane.
Ricky, thanks for the time, and good luck on Sunday.